WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
According to the cover story of this week's New York Magazine, this is the summer of killer women in the movies. Thelma and Louise, Terminator 2, and La Femme Nikita all feature tough women characters who go ballistic when they're provoked. The new movie V.I. Warshawski promised to continue the trend. It stars Kathleen Turner as a Chicago private eye, and it's based on a character of the same name created by mystery writer Sarah Paretsky. Critic Maureen Corrigan says the cinematic V.I. Warshawski is less a female Sam Spade and more like that 60s cream puff Honey West.
When the first V.I. Warshawski novel appeared in 1982, it ended the male monopoly on hard-boiled detective fiction. Sure, there had been female sleuths before, but V.I. carries a gun instead of Miss Marple's knitting needles. And unlike Emma Peel, V.I. always walks down the mean streets of the city alone. V.I. is also a product of the feminist movement. She uses her initials instead of her first two names, Victoria Iphigenia, to prevent men from calling her Vicky. She's a law school graduate and a karate black belt, and she became a private eye so she could keep her autonomy. I was rightfully skeptical when I heard that Kathleen Turner had been cast as V.I. In the books, V.I. is attractive, but she's no bombshell. Turner boosts V.I.'s body heat and does nothing to convey her other, brainier qualities. The only concession Turner makes to playing a gritty gumshoe is her voice. Sometimes, when she's acting real mean, she turns nasal and sounds like Ethel Merman. Otherwise, Turner is all golden curls and sultry gazes. More than Turner, the scriptwriters are to blame for this makeover of V.I. into Modesty Blaze. They've let V.I. keep her feminism only so she can use it to tease men. Early in the movie, V.I. is in a bar when she notices a cute hockey player named Boom Boom. She maneuvers a meeting by assertively tripping him with one of her work shoes, red sequined stiletto heels.
Could I have it back, please?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Now look at that, it fits.
A real Cinderella story. Would you like to sit down?
Yeah, thank you. So, Cinderella, what's your name?
V.I. Warshawski.
V.I. What does V stand for?
Virtuous. In a manner of speaking.
You're a funny lady.
Try beautiful. It works much better, believe me.
In the novels, V.I. would never waggle her tail and beg for male approval like this. Fortunately, Boom Boom is bumped off shortly after this meeting, and V.I. is hired by his 13-year-old daughter to find the murderers. In turn, the daughter helps V.I. unearth her suppressed maternal instincts. At one point, V.I. is drugged, and as she's drifting into unconsciousness, she murmurs, "I'd make a good mother, wouldn't I?" What a relief. Down deep, this gun-toting single woman with the androgynous name really wants to be somebody's mother. In the novels, V.I. cares more about the Chicago Cubs than she does about having little cubs of her own. But that didn't stop the scriptwriters. The power of V.I.'s innate maternal instincts is confirmed when Boom Boom's ex-wife appears and tries to kill her daughter for her inheritance. The good surrogate mother, V.I., then has to fight this monster mother. Sound familiar? It's the plot of Aliens. Sigourney Weaver's Ripley was also too fierce for mass consumption, so Hollywood feminized her aggression by giving her a child to protect. V.I. Warshawski is a lousy detective movie, but it does pose one intriguing mystery. How did Thelma and Louise get away with it? How did they smash through the roadblocks Hollywood places in the path of tough women characters without a reassuring child strapped in the back seat of their convertible?
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.